Aaron Hughes.
I'm John Scott.
An Iranian military spokesperson has mocked U.S. attempts at a ceasefire deal, insisting that the Americans were only negotiating with themselves. A spokesperson for the Iranian military statement came shortly after the Trump administration sent a 15-point ceasefire plan to Iran through Pakistan. Meanwhile, the war continues. Correspondent Sam Medic reports from the scene of an Iranian missile strike in central Tel Aviv.
I'm at the site of a missile strike in Tel Aviv. First responders are working here. There's a big crater in the center of the street. This is where the missile struck. Apartment buildings have been largely damaged. The facade has been blown off. There are shards of glass along the ground here. Now responders say that so far no one has been killed, and they are still searching for people who are injured. They said that a missile struck here. It got through Israel's defense systems. And this is one of several missiles that have gotten through Israel's defense systems in many days.
The investigation into a deadly crash at New York's LaGuardia Airport between a jet and fire truck Sunday night in full swing.
Stop, truck one. Stop. Stop, truck one. Stop.
That sound captured on liveatc.net of the air traffic controller trying to warn the fire truck. Then 20 minutes later.
Yeah, I know I was here. I tried to reach out to my stuff, and we were dealing with an emergency earlier, and I messed up.
Transportation Secretary Sean Duffy says air traffic control staffing was not an issue. The front of the Air Canada jet torn apart. The two pilots killed. Flight attendant Solange Tremblay ejected while strapped into her jump seat. At least 40 injured, including two on the fire truck responding to a separate emergency of an odor on a United flight. Julie Walker, New York.
Conservatives holding one of their largest annual gatherings, the Conservative Political Action Conference, gets underway today at happens near Dallas. This is SRN News. Disturbing documents from the CIA.
According to a report by America First Legal, during the Biden years, the spy agency was deeply concerned about so-called white extremism in the U.S. and concluded that, quote, traditional motherhood and homemaking were indicators. AFL points to a Biden-era CIA document titled Women Advancing White Violent Extremist Radicalization and Recruitment. AFL says, quote, an agency with critical intelligence responsibilities was spending its resources targeting women promoting motherhood. Michael Harrington reporting.
There are races in 30 states this year for attorney general, and groups that support those candidates are spending big money. Pro-life advocates are trying to help Republicans win. A number of GOP attorneys general have tried to go after out-of-state medical providers who prescribed abortion pills by telehealth. Liberal groups trying to help Democrats to victory. This is SRN News. J.P. Morgan Chase CEO Jamie Dimon says the war against Iran is likely to improve the odds of a lasting Middle East peace, despite the short-term chaos. Bob Agnew reports.
Speaking at a conference in Washington, D.C., Dimon says creating greater stability in the region is worth the effort, as that's what it's going to take to encourage foreign investment in the region. Dimon portrays the Middle East as ready for greater stability, investment, and economic prosperity. He stresses that the regional attitude toward peace has changed a lot over the past 20 years. In his words, they all want it. Bob Agner reporting.
Fortnite publisher Epic Games says it's laying off 1,000 employees to save money as it grapples with industry-wide and company-specific challenges. The North Carolina video game publisher said in a memo to employees this week that the job cuts are not related to AI. More details at srnnews.com.